Mitchock opened his mouth to speak, closed it. He was silent for several beats. Then,
"How many drops?"
he asked in a soft whisper. 19, said Felix. "This is 19. Mitchock continued to stare. "Maybe he doesn't believe me," Felix thought. "Maybe he shouldn't. I know I don't believe it."
"How many majors?"
Mitchock persisted. Felix sighed. He had no idea. Further, he had no interest whatsoever in dredging back to find out. He shrugged, said,
"Some."
"Some?"
parroted Mitchock.
"Most?"
Felix nodded. "Most," he agreed woodenly.
"Shit," whispered Mitchock to himself. "I wonder where that puts you on the stat."
Felix eyed him uneasily. There had been someone else, a long time ago it seemed, who had talked about stats.
"You're a one, Felix,"
he had said. Now who was that? He shook his head. It didn't matter. He nudged Mitchock.
"How's Gale?"
"Huh? Oh, he died a minute ago."
Felix nodded, down to 5.
"And Lee?"
Mitchock looked away into the distance.
"She's going. Too tough for her own good."
"Yes," Felix persisted, trying to keep a patient tone.
"But how long?"
Mitchock looked at him.
"Soon,"
he said coldly. Felix knew he wouldn't get any more. He slid down the dune to the others. He hesitated when he saw Gorman, the captain, sitting hunched over against the wall of the gully which had been eroded at the bottom of the dune. Felix was certain the man had been sitting in the exact same position several moments before when they had last spoken. Was he dead, or just gone? A harsh scream groan of anguished remorse blared quickly in his earphones and receded. Felix turned toward the other end of the gully, where a medico, his blue warrior suit long covered by the same blood and sand as the rest, knelt over the frozen, spread-eagled form of a warrior whose suit had gone into traction mode. Felix remembered the spinal injury that had triggered the mode. He had dismembered, in passing, the ant that had been holding Lee pinned down against a rock, while another ant raked hulking mandibles across her back. The medico, Patrice, swayed slightly on his knees. Muffled rumbles of partially controlled grief slowly faded from hearing. With a last fond pat of a huge armored arm on the statue-like chest, the medico stood and turned away. So, Felix thought, down to 4. Time to do it. He turned again toward the still immobile captain. Time to do it, he thought again, even though he knew it wasn't going to work. He knelt down before him. Gorman lifted his head and regarded him in silence. Felix cleared his throat.